good morning, good afternoon. I still end up saying good morning. Good afternoon, everybody. Devil don't like it. Devil don't like it when you... I like that song. You know what the devil does like? He likes dead church. But he don't like church that's alive. What's the devil like? He likes for the world to worship God at their rock concerts and worship idols of this world. And then when you come to church, like, be a statue. No. Devil don't like it when I praise like that. Wow. I like that song. I heard it yesterday for the first time, Ava. First time I ever heard that song was yesterday. And I was like, that's a brewing faith song. That'll get your feet moving, wake you up. Amen. We're going to read from Proverbs chapter 6 and 26. I'm going to read this verse. I got quite a few more verses. I got Ava here today. I got Kira. I got Mariah and Brother Garrett here with us today. So we're going to read from Proverbs 6. And it's talking about, this is an interesting topic and having school kids here. But there's one statement here at the end I want to talk about. But I do got one thing before we get into the Word of God. Boom. Man, thank you, Ava, for giving me the look. Let's all say happy birthday to Ava. Happy birthday, Ava. Cool. She is 13 today, going on 20. That means you'll graduate next year. You could do that, right? You're so smart. Ava's so smart. She is 13 years old today. But I got one other thing today. Brother Garrett, we were driving to O'Hare Airport today, and I saw a sign that I have never seen before. Don't you love it when you see signs on the road that you've never seen before? I was pulling into O'Hare Airport, and they had a big sign of things that were prohibited in the airport, and hazardous materials, and certain type trucks, and that. But I saw this sign that I have never seen before. Guess what it said was prohibited from coming into O'Hare Airport? It said no farm implements. No farm implements. So I was like, hey, I'm going to have to call my father-in-law and tell him he can't drive his combine to the airport. When I saw the sign, it hit me funny, like, hey, I was going to come pick up grandma in my tractor or my combine today, but I guess I can't take my combine down to the airport. My grandpa would appreciate that, or my father-in-law would appreciate that, Garrett's grandpa. No farm implement dealers. Farm implements are allowed at O'Hare Airport. Did not know that until this morning. Proverbs 6 and 26 says, "For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for precious life." And my focus this afternoon is that last statement. It says, "The adulteress will hunt for precious life." And our topic, I said it yesterday, I believe I said our topic was going to be the devil is after you. And really, that's what that last statement is. The devil hates life. The devil hates, the devil doesn't want you to have victory. It says he, the adulteress, and he's talking about Satan, seducing spirit. He says, Satan will hunt for precious life. The devil knows God's people are precious. God knows, Mariah, that you are God's child. The devil knows that God has plans for you. The devil hates life. Well, guess what? I wonder if my pounding goes through the recording today, but I want you to hear the pounding. The devil hates life, but guess what? God loves life. God wants great things for you. God loves life. Let's turn to Numbers chapter 14. Birthday girl, I want you to read Numbers chapter 14 and verse number 1. This is allowing the devil to get into our business. This is allowing the devil to get to a place where he should not be in our lives. It says in Proverbs 6 here, it says, the devil hunts for precious life. These were God's precious people, Ava. Read verse 1 of Numbers 14 real loud.
And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night.
So, again, and we talked yesterday about Joshua and Caleb and the spies going in. Why were these, and it's they say probably more than 2 million people, Ava, this verse that you read there, that it was probably more than 2 million people that are weeping. And why are they weeping? Because the devil has lied to them and said, you guys can't do it. You can't go into the promised land. These were God's people. God had led them. God had taken them. Can you think about that? They've been in bondage for how many years? How many years have they been in bondage in Egypt? 400. Good job, Abe. Over 400 years they had been in bondage. That's a long time, right? 400 years, that's a long time. And if God did that, don't you think he could lead you in to the promised land? But over 2 million people, as Ava just read there, they are focusing on themselves, on what the devil has lied to them. He hunts for a precious life. And what were the lies that the devil was able to tell God's people? Number one, he told them that there were too many people and the enemy was too strong. Wow. These are God's people. There was over 2 million of God's people. And yet they said there's too many of them and they are too strong. God had parted the Red Sea. And then number two, the devil had lied to them and told them that the walls were too high and that there was too many strongholds, that they couldn't penetrate these strongholds and these walls. Kira, think about it. They had come through. God, it says that he had parted the Red Sea and the waters were a wall on the right and left hand. He held back. Who cares how big those walls are, Jericho, right? Who cares? If God could do that, they said the walls were too high. And then what was the third thing? What was the thing mainly that we focus on of what they were afraid of? Number three. What was it? Somebody give me. They said we can't go in because of what?
Giants.
Wow. Man, hey, birthday girl's getting all the answers today. Number three was they said there's giants. And we are helpless against the giants in the land. They were focusing on themselves and they were not focusing on God. The devil is after your precious life. But when we look through God's eyes, let's see a picture of what God loves life. Kira, I want you to read Exodus chapter 19 and Mariah. Mariah, I want you to come over here and read so they can hear you. Deuteronomy chapter 14. Mariah, Deuteronomy chapter 14. And Ava, just stay where you are in Numbers chapter 14. I'm going to have you read verse number 8. Kira, read Exodus chapter 19 and verse number 5 real loud.
Now therefore, if we will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a particular treasure unto me above all people, for all the treasure is mine.
What did he say there? I mean, this is what God says. I love life. He said, you're a treasure to me. You're a particular people above everyone else. I don't know who's listening today, but I'm telling you, that's what God's speaking to you today. He's saying, you are a particular people. You are a treasure above all people. I believe I said it yesterday. You are God's favorite. That's what he thinks of you. God loves life. Deuteronomy chapter 14 and verse number 2. I'm telling the devil, no way today. No way. You're not going to have precious life. Not God's people. Deuteronomy 14 and 2.
For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be
a peculiar people.
A peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth.
So, again, it's really what Mariah just read is the same thing that Kira just read. That's what God thinks of you. So, and I believe what Kira read, she said, if you obey commandments, I think that was if you obey commandments. So it's not like, it's like, whoa, do you think you're better than me? God says, yes. If you listen to me, if you obey me, you're better than people that don't obey. If you obey God, you are his chosen people. You are a people above all other people. No, I'm not going to thumb my nose at somebody and say I'm better than you, but my God is better than the devil. No way, devil. We are God's people. Last verse I want to read today is Numbers 14 and verse number 8. Ava, read that real loud.
If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey.
I think we might have read that even yesterday, but it just shows us again today what God thinks of life. God loves life. The devil, he's seeking after precious life. But what's that say again? It says that, you don't have to turn there, but it says if he delights in us, he's able to give us this land. God loves you today. Live his promise. Obey his word. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. Amen. The devil hates life. Guess what? God loves you and loves life today. Amen. Tomorrow we're going to talk about, Lord willing, we're going to talk about that when before I was born, before your 13 birthdays, amen, God is an amazing God. Thank you all for tuning in today. The devil don't like it, but I'm going to praise him anyway. God bless you all.